I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Hope surges in Syria after last week's announcement that the U.S. intends to lift sanctions on the nation. Nuna with Triumph and Mercy Lebanon says rebuilding Syria used to be impossible. For years, the ministry found only small ways to serve Syria. But if Syrian families they work with in Lebanon eventually return home, there will be more ways to help rebuild. Syria's new government's stance towards religious minorities is unpredictable, but God is up to something.
Let's pray that the motives will not be just economic or just so that the Abrahamic Accord will come to pass, but more so that the people of Syria will rise again and that they will really see that God had mercy on them.
Pray for gospel light to spread. Learn more in the full report at missionnews.org. And as a prison sentence begins, many inmates face hopelessness. However, Yard Out, a publication of Prisoners for Christ, offers testimonies and hope from prisoners for prisoners. Now, after about 30 years of producing Yard Out, the publication is in around 1,160 prisons with a print run of about 51,000, as well as online copies. Peyton Burkhart with Prisoners for Christ says,
"And we get letters from inmates who are gang members, and they're tough men covered with tattoos, and they go into a chapel service or they find a Yard Out under their mattress in the solitary confinement or some expression where God reaches out to them. They're just broken by the discovery of grace and forgiveness."
Learn how you can get involved with Prisoners for Christ through our story today. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. This month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.